My name is Kathy Ranella, and I do the voice of Kira Secor out of the Shattered Heaven animated series, also known as Meridi, which I think is on the website. How long have I been voice acting? Well, I've been voice acting on and off since summer of 2007. Specifically probably around June or July of that year. You know, I messed around doing, like, fake shows and imitating cartoon characters as a kid, but I never really thought about doing any kind of voice acting until that summer. It's been about 3 years now. On and off for 3 years. How did I get into voice acting? I enjoy webcomics, and back in 2007, there's a webcomic called Red String, which at the time decided to start a radio play of their story. And they had auditions for the characters, and I was really excited about it, so I went ahead and found the Voice Acting Alliance forum, and went ahead, sent in my audition, and wouldn't you know it, I got a part. So I was really excited about that, and started looking around at all the other projects that were going on, and decided to stick around and try out for more things, and been having fun with the voice acting since. What do you look for in potential projects? Oh boy. If there's something I want to try out for, usually I'm looking for, I'm looking for originality. I'm looking for something that someone, you know, whether it's a producer or director or, you know, the writer of the story has put a lot of thought and time into. Someone who is what I look for in a potential project are originality of the plot, unique characters, and dedication of the crew involved. And there are so many projects out there that get, you know, producers and directors with good intentions, amateur productions that post a project and everybody auditions for it, and then, you know, within even a month, it's gone down the tube, whether they didn't get enough auditions or the crew involved realizes that they've bitten off more than they can chew and the project just dies. It's good to see a crew, a director, producer that really is committed to the project and is willing to see it all the way through. That's really encouraging to me as a amateur voice actor. Which leads me to the next question. How often have you taken up a project and only seen nothing come of it? About 50% of the time. Unfortunately, there's been many, many times where you audition for something and it meets everything you think, you know, all the requirements, you know. It's really interesting, the characters sound cool, and the person sounds really involved in their story. I'm like, oh, okay, it's gonna be great! And within weeks, the project just dies. Or you audition and everything's fine, and the producer says, we'll get right back to you, and nothing ever happens again. I get that about 50% of the time. Not so much now. I've kind of weaned off some of my voice acting over the past months, being involved with some of my own projects, and you learn to be picky, and you learn to see the different telltale signs of someone who's going to see it all the way through and someone who is not. But yeah. What do you prefer more, fan-based projects or original projects? I have found myself doing fan projects on occasion, but 90% of the time I'm inclined to go after original projects. I most prefer radio plays as opposed to fan dubs, for example. I like fan dubs. I find them interesting. I haven't done a whole lot of them, but when I do, it's usually something that still has a bit of originality to it. Usually like a series that hasn't been fan dubbed yet or hasn't been subbed yet, something like that. Or just doing a clip or two for somebody who was really interested in remixing it and making it their own. But usually I prefer radio plays that have their own original story and development and this Yeah, I usually tend to prefer original projects. Which leads to the next one. What can be the most fun to voice act for, audio productions or visual? Like I said before, I usually do audio only. I usually do radio plays, but visual has been kind of fun. Doing a little bit here and there is not something I went after originally, but now that I've caught my voice acting legs, so to speak, or, had enough experience that I know something of what's going on, or I know a little bit of what I'm doing, I've had some fun doing visual stuff here and there, but it's, honestly to me, it depends on the production, because I've done some audio productions, which have they've been promising, but they've been just boring as hell. And I've done some visual things, which I don't really think is going to turn out well, but I listen to it afterwards, or like maybe it's just a throwaway role or something like that that someone's asked me to do, and I go in and I listen to it and I watch and I think, oh my gosh, that was awesome! So, it depends, but I tend to lean towards audio dramas and things like that. Oh, Shattered Heaven. What drew me to that? I think it was the fact that I missed it the first time around when they first put out auditions. I was kind of sad about that. When I started seeing all the stuff that was being put out for this series, I was really excited about the fact that it was not only was it an original story, but it was original animation. And somebody was actually animating their own story bit by bit, and that just blew my mind, and I totally, I decided right then and there, okay, I have to be a part of this production. Honestly, I thought the ship had passed when I saw all the portions of episode one that came out after the first round of auditions had been done. I was really impressed, and I kept thinking, oh man, I wish I had auditioned for that. That would have been so cool. And lo and behold, there was a second round of auditions that came out, and I jumped at the chance, and fortunately I got a role, which made me really, really excited. And it's been really fun voicing for Kira throughout the series. Kira is who I would like to be once I decide to grow up. Kira is fun because she is she's very strict with her squadron, and many times it'd be very serious and straight to the point. But she's not. She doesn't have a stick stuck up her ass. She's you know, she can joke around with people, and she's got a wry sense of humor at times, and it's fun seeing, you know, it's fun seeing both sides of her. It's fun because her character has been hardened by battle, from what I can see, but at the same time, she still has a good-natured personality, and can joke around with people every once in a while and things like that. And I love the fact that, you know, she's a female commander. I think that's pretty awesome. She's logical and cool-headed, but with a sense of humor. Oh yeah. Well, she's a lot of fun, though. If you're interested in voice acting, my suggestion to you is actually a few things. One, go out there, look for projects. There are a bunch of forums that have all sorts of fan-based or original amateur projects going on, whether it's the VAA or Machinima or Virtual Hollywood, Voice Actors Club, things like that. Audio Drama Talk sometimes has auditions. Just go out there and look around for things for you to audition for. And if you don't be afraid to audition. I think the thing that holds a lot of people back is that they don't think they're good enough, and so they don't bother. And, well, there you go. You've missed an opportunity. You know, you miss 100% of the chances you don't take. And if you audition and you don't get the role, be willing to learn from that. Like, be sure to ask if a producer, if you don't get the role, you know, why you didn't. Or ask, like, what you could improve on. You know, if they're willing to give a full critique, that's great. But if not, just maybe a little comment or two. And if they don't want to do that either, fine. You can always judge for yourself. You can listen to the production once it's out of the roles that you auditioned for. Listen to who they casted and compare it to your own auditions and see what it was that they looked for and what, you know, that they had that they didn't. That you didn't, rather. Actually, that's something a lot of voice actors do and they recommend, is that you listen to people who do voiceovers, whether it's on the radio or on TV, in the movies, etc. No matter what the content, all those people were casted for a reason. And they obviously got paid for their work, so they're doing something right. So make sure you just take a listen and learn from everybody that you hear. I guess that'd be the second point. Third point is practice. Practice, practice, practice. I cannot stress that enough. Practice. A lot of people think they can just come naturally to them. No, this stuff takes time. I go back and I listen to my original auditions from when I started 3 years ago, and I cringe. I'm surprised I even got, you know, cast in the red string role, because some of those auditions were god awful. They're really embarrassing. But, you know, I just kept auditioning for stuff and learning from that, and, you know, practicing by doing my own making my own demo reels at home and just making up voices to try out and just keep at it no matter what. Even if you're getting depressed about it, if you're practicing and you really can't, you've practiced as much as you can and you're still not getting anywhere, find a tutor. I mean, there are some around people who are willing to give you tips and help you out. I know at least for a while, Virtual Hollywood had a a mentor program where experienced voice actors helped newer voice actors and things like that. Professional VA sites will always have tips and tricks for you to learn. You can go to some of the pro VA websites where they've given like little samples of their demo reels or little mini lessons on how to do this or that. Pat Fraley, who is one of the top VAs in the country. I was going to say the world, but I don't know. I can't be sure about that, but in the country, Pat Fraley is one of the top VAs around, and he's got a ton of audio tips and tricks and lessons on his website you can download for free. I mean, there's info out there. Just look for it, research, practice, lather, rinse, repeat. That's best I can give you. As far as other projects I'm involved in, I haven't done a whole lot of voice acting lately, mostly because I'm involved with producing a radio play of my own. It's called Dreamcatcher, and it was actually released, well, at the time of this recording, just a few days ago. I'm currently producer of an audio drama show that's being broadcast on WCBE 90.5 FM Columbus, and not only am I producing that program, which showcasing all sorts of new and original audio dramas, but also producing my own. The radio show is called Midnight Audio Theater. The audio drama that I'm producing is called Dreamcatcher, and that has been a long and intensive project that's taken just about 2 years to get to this point, and we're finally releasing episodes. So, if after you're done enjoying all the Shattered Heaven extras and the episodes, obviously, and you feel like hopping over to dreamcatcheraudio.com, you can see what's been going on with that, and you may hear some familiar voices. There's some voice actors on cast with Shattered Heaven, which are also in Dreamcatcher. And it's a really fun show, and feel free to visit and take a listen. I guess that's it from me. You've heard me blathering on long enough, so I'll just say thanks for listening. Hope it was semi-enjoyable or interesting. And enjoy the rest of your Shattered Heaven experience. All right. Take care, everyone. Bye-bye.